Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
No.
This is Creepy, a podcast dedicated to sharing the most famous, chilling, and disturbing creepypastas and urban legends in the world. Whether these stories truly happened or are simply fabrications is for you to decide. These stories may contain graphic depictions of violence and explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
Creepy presents The Holders series, number 57, The Holder of the Truth. In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution or halfway house you can get yourself to. When you reach the front desk, ask politely to visit someone who calls himself the Holder of the Truth. The worker will nod slightly, then turn back to what he was doing. He will not respond if you ask him again, but do not dare ask him a third time, for if you do, he will show his true form to you and rend you into strips of flesh on the spot. Turn to leave. The door has vanished, but there is a trap door in the floor that did not exist before. Open it, preferably with something long that gives you a better chance of escape should they be waiting for you on the other side. If they are, run. Run as far into the asylum as you can. Find a window and jump out, for all the doors are barred or banished. Once you get out of the window, flee as far as you can, preferably crossing as much water as possible. For while it will not stop them, it will slow them, and you will require each second to make peace with your God. If they are not waiting, jump through the trap door. You will land in a splendid library. People in exquisite and elaborate dress are everywhere, chatting, reading, and relaxing. Do not touch any of them or attempt to choose a book, for this is the trigger, and you do not want to pull it. Look around. You have all the time you need. Eventually, you will find a gray-haired man sitting at a desk, stamping an endless pile of books with an old, returned stamp. Do not attempt to touch him or the books, for if you do, all the pleasant people will reveal what they really look like. And if you are driven mad in an instant by what you see, then consider yourself lucky, for you will not feel the pain as they set upon you in a vehement rage. Instead, ask the librarian one question, and one question only. Which one holds his law? The librarian will look up. His eyes are a color not native to this earth or even this galaxy. They are a color so impossible that you may be driven mad simply by their gaze. Steel yourself and stare directly into his eyes. Do not break eye contact, or he will look back down, not wanting to view the scene as the other patron set upon you. He will tell you a name. It is a long one, but he will give you a card to help you remember it. Before you turn to look for the book, ask if he will check it out in advance. He will nod and stamp the card. Do not bother looking for the book. It has already been stolen from the library, and you must find it. Close your eyes and say three words. Find the thief. Do not open your eyes for 10 seconds, for if the prior adventures have not driven you mad, what you see then will. After 10 seconds have passed, open your eyes. You will be across the street from the asylum, still holding the card. That card is object 57 of 538. You have checked out the book. It is now your duty to return it. Number 58. The Holder of Lies. In any city, in any country, go to any mental asylum or halfway house you can get yourself to. When you get there, walk up to the front desk and ask to see someone who calls himself the Holder of Lies. The worker will nod cheerily, then get up and gesture for you to follow him. So will about 7 other people in the area. Ignore them all. They strayed from the true path, and now their only want is to bring others to join them. Walk up to the desk and look under it. There will be a button flashing rescue orange, labeled "In case of emergency." Press it twice, then jam the stool the worker was sitting on underneath it. This button is all that holds the door open, and you do not want it to slam shut on you. Get up and turn around. There will be a brushed steel door labeled "The True Path" in front of you. It is the one truth in this place. Ignore all the others. Only the true path leads to the liar. Go through the door. You may well be driven insane by your position, walking on the roof of a hallway that leads in an impossible direction. On its side, painted in an eye-jarring and impossible color. Ignore the visions. The only thing that is true is the path beneath your feet. You cannot shut your eyes at all here, lest you never manage to open them again. Endure the madness of your position, to say nothing of the sights that will come in a moment, and start walking. The hall's ceiling is tiled in red and white. Keep your feet on the red tiles or you will fall through, straight into the madness beyond. And from then on, you will only have one purpose: to bring others to join you. Eventually, after what seems like an eternity, you will find yourself in front of a plain wooden door. Open it and walk in. You will find yourself in a 30s-style office. A man in a black trench coat and a fedora hat is hunched over a pile of papers on the desk, muttering and scribbling. A gun sits on top of a paper-loaded bin labeled "In." Pictures line the back wall, showing the man in a number of places. But you'll notice something's common about all the photos. One, the man never shows his face. And two, everyone in the photos other than the man appears to be in unimaginable agony. Edge your hand towards the gun, but touch nothing. This man does not enjoy being disturbed. Steel yourself, then ask into the air, "Where was he when they gathered last?" Grab the gun quickly, then fire at the man until you run out of ammo. If you don't, or if you miss, he will grab you and show you what his face really looks like. You do not want to see that. When you do, you will appear among the photos on the wall, and you will see why the others there were in agony. However, if you succeeded, the man will slump over his desk in mid-lunge, dead. A single envelope will flutter to the floor. If you honestly want to know where he was, grab this envelope. The message inside will tell you. But the contents are extremely volatile, and you may find that your mind cannot handle the knowledge. For while the envelope will tell you where, it will not tell you why. This is more than most can handle. Don't try and read it now. You have no time. Drop the useless gun and run. Run as fast as you can manage, for without its guardian, the true path is beginning to stray, and you do not want to be there when that happens. When you see the steel door, lunge for it. If you are too slow, you will be trapped as a confused worker removes the stool, and you will be tortured endlessly until you agree to replace the man you killed. However, if you are fast enough, you will appear in the lobby on one of the couches in the rest area. Quickly, get up and run to the green armchair. The object is calling, and there are others who want it as well. Throw the cushion off the seat. You will have revealed a skeleton, twisted in a position of horrible agony. In his arms, he holds a book bound in navy blue and embossed with gold. The name is embedded in silver on the front. It's a long one. This book is Object 58 of 538. Number 59. Holder of Work. In any city, in any country, go to any construction site or foundry you can get yourself to. When you reach the overseer, ask to visit someone who calls himself the Holder of Work. The overseer will sneer and assault you with a barrage of hideous truths. Do not react and restate your request. He will ask you to wait for a second, as he has to call his boss. At least, that's what he says. He will then leave. Wait for a minute or two. Then a person will walk beside you. He will ask you for the Holder of Twins. Tell him that the worker is currently away talking to his boss. Tell him that both of you will have to wait until the warden returns. In that very second, the worker will reappear, seemingly out of nowhere. He will ask you politely to wait here while the other person may follow him. Disobey the warden, for if you wait now, you shall never leave the spot you are standing at. Follow them, pretending that you simply have the same way as them. After a short while, you will reach a paper door. Do not be fooled. This paper is stronger than any metal you have ever seen. The warden will now open the door, letting the other person in. Follow before the paper door closes again, or wherever you are will turn into a house filled with all of your greatest fears, and you will be locked inside. Forever. Should you have followed the other person into the door, both of you will find yourselves in a small paradise. Although you will find everything you like and love, do not touch anything with your hands and arms, for the beauty will then quickly fade away, and madness will overcome your mind. Simply follow the path you will see below your feet and do not leave it. The other person will do the same, and he will talk. He will tell you about many things that have happened in his life. Do not talk back, just listen. Neither he nor you want to see what will happen if he should ever stop walking on this path. For hours, you will walk, and you will have to endure the talking. He will finally complain about having a sore throat and not have anything else to tell you. You will then reach a golden door. It will open. The closer you are, the wider it opens. Enter the door, and you will find yourself in an almost pitch-black room, lit by only two candles. One of them is beside a rucksack, the other beside a mirror. Walk to the rucksack and lift it, as heavy as it may be. Walk to the mirror. You will now choose your fate. Should the other person already be standing there, you can quickly scream,
"No matter how hard the work, it will be done!"
And then smash the mirror if you want to obtain your piece of the puzzle. Should you have destroyed the reflecting item, the other person will scream inhumanly and slowly melt. After a minute, he will be gone, only his shoes being left. Take them, and you will be returned to your home. The shoes are Object 59 of 538. Don't ever put them on. Number 60. The Holder of Twins. In any city, in any country, go to any construction site or foundry you can get yourself to. When you reach the front desk, ask to visit someone who calls himself the Holder of Twins. A person will suddenly appear beside you and the worker will be gone. Ask the person the same thing, but the answer will be that the worker is currently away talking to his boss. He will tell you that both of you will have to wait until the worker comes back. In that very second, the worker will reappear, seemingly out of nowhere. He will politely ask the other person to wait while he tells you that you may follow him. Do that, and ignore the other person disobeying the worker, and be glad that he didn't obey, or you would have walked into your death. After a short while, you will reach a paper door, but do not let it fool you. The paper is stronger than any metal you have ever seen. The worker will now open the door, letting you in. The other person will quickly follow you. If he doesn't, pray for a swift death. Should he have followed, both of you will find yourselves in a small paradise. Although you will find everything you like and love in this place, do not touch anything with your hands and arms. For the beauty will then quickly fade away and madness will overcome your mind. Simply follow the path you see below your feet and never leave it. The other person will do the same, and you will have to talk. Tell him about everything you can remember from your life and hope that he doesn't talk back. Neither you nor he wants to know what will happen if you ever stop walking while being on this path. For hours, you will walk, and you will have to keep talking all the time. Finally, as you see something shiny at the horizon, you may complain about a sore throat and that you have nothing else to talk about. You will reach a golden door. The closer you come, the wider it will open all by its own. Enter the door and you will find yourself in an almost pitch black room lit by only two candles. One of them is beside a mirror, the other beside a rucksack. Walk to the mirror and stare into it, as horrifying as the pictures may be. You will notice the other person walking towards you. Your fate will be decided in the next moments. Should he scream?
No matter how hard the work, it will be done.
And then smash the mirror. Then your fate is sealed. After he has destroyed the reflecting item, you will feel unbearable pain and you will scream out of instinct. You will be melting in the next seconds. The other's task will be fulfilled. But should he choose to do nothing, you may utter the question,
"What reflects them?"
You will now see the other person slowly melting, and he will scream inhumanly. Endure the screams for about a minute. Then he will be gone. Only the rucksack he has worn will be left. Open it. Take the mirror inside it, and you will be returned to your home. The reflection is Object 60 of 538. Number 61, The Holder of Madness. In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution or halfway house you can get yourself to. When you reach the front desk, ask to visit someone who calls himself the Holder of Madness. The worker will bow formally, with his hand tucked under his chest, and motion for you to follow into a waiting room. He will leave, and the lights will go out. When they return, 13 seconds later, you will be in a dirty hallway with cuneiform scratching on the walls. As you walk, the scratches will gradually change to resemble an alien writing. Attempting to decipher the writing will send you into writhing agony for the rest of your mortal days. As you reach a black orb, shimmering with liquidity, you must speak.
"We are all mad, for you are the bringer."
If the orb comes to resemble a doorway, enter. If the orb begins to rotate, you will be dragged into the nether. In the following chamber, made of twisting black coral, stands a figure, ever-changing. In him, her, it,
You will see all men, all women, children, animals, creatures, beasts, horrors that exist. It will not recognize your presence unless you extend your left hand and say, I swear an oath to Koth, may the tower ever stand. At the end, he will cease his changing long enough to place his hand on yours, and your soul will be torn out of your body and placed within a numbered humanoid skull resting on a pile to his left. Touching that skull will bring you to the foyer of an ancient temple laying in the sands of Mesopotamia. The skull is Object 61 of 538. Number 62. The Holder of Salvation. In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution or halfway house you can get yourself to. When you reach the front desk, ask with no hesitation to visit someone who calls herself the Holder of Salvation. The clerk will give a knowing smile and beckon for you to follow. You will be led outside to an old and run-down well with quite a few stones missing, and the clerk will give you a key before returning to his post. If you should look into the well, you will find that an old rusted ladder descends into its seemingly endless depths. Should you choose to climb down, you will hear the wind as it blows past you. It may sound to you like a heavenly dirge, or the hellish wails of the damned. There is no way of knowing which you will hear. Should the wind stop at any time, freeze, even if it leaves you hanging by one hand, for it means that an unspeakably hellish creature has entered the shaft. If you stay perfectly still and are very lucky, you will feel the wind of its passing. However, if you should hear its bestial growl, you will be wise to let yourself fall and hope that the bottom of the shaft reaches you before the creature does. After the beast has passed, wait a good minute before continuing your descent. You will soon lose sight of the opening to the shaft. Don't bother trying to light up the shaft, for this darkness swallows all light. After what seems like an eternity, you will reach the bottom of the shaft and remember the touch of light, as there is a single candle down here. As you look around, you will see that you are in a small room, only slightly wider than that well shaft you just survived. There will be a single wooden door, nondescript and aging, across from where you landed. Don't bother looking for the ladder, for it has disappeared. Approach the door and knock thrice, lightly. Should you hear nothing, pray for a swift death, for there is no escape from what awaits you now. However, if you should hear a woman's voice say,
Come in, dear. I've been waiting for you.
Then open the door and slowly enter. You will find yourself in a room no bigger than a closet. A beautiful young woman sits across from you, on what will appear to be an aged chest. She will only answer to one question.
If they are brought together, what can save us?
She will then proceed to describe, in horrifying detail, the only way to stop them once they are united. Many give up hope in this room, but you must not let that happen. For if you do, the woman will reveal her true form, and your death will be both long and painful beyond mortal comprehension. If you should survive, the woman will let loose an unearthly wail and disappear, leaving only the chest. The key you were given earlier will open it. What lies in that chest is Object 62 of 538.
For more information on this podcast, including how to submit your own story for consideration, please visit creepypod.com. You can also follow us at CreepyPod on social media and YouTube. All stories told on this podcast are done so through Creative Commons Share Alike licensing. or with written consent from the authors. No portion of this podcast may be rebroadcast or otherwise distributed without the express written consent of the Creepy Podcast production team and the story's author.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.